a toxic environment. Sometimes it's many people who causes drama in the environment. And sometimes it could be just one person who has a toxic life. Say if you're on your job, for instance, and you're working with someone, be it a coworker or a boss or whatever, and they bring their problems with them to work because they are so incredibly miserable outside the job. So then, therefore, they bring their problems to the job, to work, and then just all the drama that they're going through in their private lives, they inflict that pretty much on everybody around them. So if it's a situation at work that should arise, then bang, bang, you're thinking about what happened outside the job, bringing your drama to the job. Now, you can be working from home, you can be working at outside of home, it don't matter. A toxic person can bring their toxicity to an environment, into an establishment, therefore causing a lot of chaos. And sometimes, if you don't protect your peace, and the only way that you can protect your peace personally is to pray. You gotta pray. You got to have a word of prayer over your moment. If you're going into a job setting, if you're going into work, I don't care if you're working from home or wherever, if you don't say a word of prayer, meditate and ask God to bless that, bless you, bless your peace, protect your peace. You protect your peace through prayer. That's the only way you can do it. Otherwise, you find yourself, if that person who's toxic, who brings their drama from home to work, you will find yourself right entangled with all of their drama, all of their mess. So at all costs, protect your peace. And you protect your peace through prayer. So the next time before you go to work, before you do anything, before you go into the studio, before you go on stage, whatever you do, before you go on the road, protect your peace through prayer, because prayer is like a barrier. It's on the outside. It's like a shield. It shields you from that. So when you pray, everything comes up against the prayer that you've prayed, not being able to come near you. So protect your peace through prayer, and I promise you, you will deal with that toxicity, person, or environment without even trying to. I'm Regina Swern. Thanks for listening. Contact me at swernregina@gmail.com.